Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. I'll bet you've always wanted to know about starlings, whose Latin name Sternus vulgaris speaks volumes. They're noisy, gregarious, and messy. They evict many hole-nesting birds like bluebirds, flickers, and even an occasional kestrel from their nests for fun and profit. For this, the starlings plead no contest. They spread across North America like the plague after their introduction into New York City's Central Park in the late 1800s, just so Americans could have the joy of being able to associate with all the birds mentioned by Shakespeare. So what can be said to redeem this rapidly breeding invader whose short intestinal tract leads it to consume huge amounts of food just to survive? This is not such a problem during the summer, when bugs are their favorite cuisine. It's during the winter, when food pellets meant for our livestock feed starlings instead. And orchards can entice them out of the skies for a fruit feast. Starlings cost feedlot owners and berry farmers hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. Imagine 100,000 starlings descending on your orchard or feedlot. Val Grant studied starlings for 14 years, finding them to be quite an intelligent species. Starlings make reasoned judgments concerning the food they eat, learn to avoid poison food, and teach each other avoidance patterns. Starlings make decisions just like we do, thinking and learning from mistakes. No wonder attempts to eliminate starlings have been unsuccessful. Researchers have also tried to convince them that eating at feedlots or orchards is a dangerous game. Despite these efforts, starlings are here to stay. But wouldn't it be nice if there were not quite so many? Thanks for our theme music. Go to Leaping Lulu for use of their recording of Don Anderson's song, Trout and Berry Days. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.